Hear the reading of the 20th and 21st verses of the third chapter of Philippians. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Our citizenship is in heaven. You can say it in a negative way, as the letter to the Hebrews does, that we are strangers and pilgrims on earth. Paul writes that way, speaks that way again, when he writes to the Gentile Christians in Ephesus and notes that without Christ they were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. The children of Israel in Egypt regarded themselves as being aliens, strangers in a foreign land. Now, some of you, are aliens because you happen to have a different colored passport than the rest of us. And so some of you are strangers in a foreign land. I'm sure there are some who come from within the continental United States who, coming to Mankato, consider themselves aliens too. I know the feeling. Because when I've been for weeks on end in a foreign country, pretty soon I feel no longer as a visitor passing through, but I feel like I've become an alien, a stranger in a strange land. And the time always comes for me when I long to get back to the land of my citizenship, where I can worship and live in the language that I've known all my life. Now, it's a theme of Scripture and also a very favorite theme of the Apostle Paul, that our citizenship is in heaven. That's where we belong. While we're here, we're foreigners. We're strangers. We're aliens. We just simply don't really belong. And that's the point of Paul in our lesson today. It's the promise that God has made to his people. Our time here in this world is for a time. But then the time comes when our weak, changing, corruptible bodies will be transformed into an eternal, unchanging, incorruptible body. Now, in a community like this, it's not so easy to really get a hold of that concept. That is, this is an educational community, and our college is dedicated to preparing people to be good citizens of this globe. Turns out that we can no longer really think in terms simply of citizens of this nation. But we have to see citizenship almost in a global sense. And we can even tell that from looking at a list of home addresses of our student body. 90% or more sometimes of our courses are dedicated to preparing people for useful and productive lives in this world, not just for a job, but to make a real contribution to the quality of life on this planet and to give an appreciation of the world in which we live and those things, the arts and literature which mankind has produced. And yet, we also see this other citizenship in our education advertised as an education which is for more than a lifetime. Now, can a person have two citizenships? Well, yes and no. I've spent a great deal of time in Latvia, and I can call it even my second home. I feel very much at home there. I can even go to cultural or sporting events there and sing the national anthem, the Latvian one, along with the crowd. And some of my friends there have partly, but not completely in jest, said that I have an honorary citizenship there. But even when I sing with them their national anthem, neither I nor my hosts are fooled. My citizenship is in the United States, and they can see my passport in my pocket. But at the same time, my eternal citizenship is not in this world. While I'm here, I'm called by my God to be a useful citizen of this globe, to serve my fellow citizens with love and service. But yet at the same time, my heart, my soul, belongs to that other kingdom, the kingdom of grace or the heavenly kingdom. Martin Luther described this teaching of Scripture as the Christian's life in two kingdoms. There is the kingdom of the world and the kingdom of the word. There's the kingdom of sight and reason, and there's the kingdom of faith. There's the kingdom of the sword, and there's the kingdom of the keys, that is, the forgiveness of sins. I am a citizen, both of this world where God has placed me and the kingdom of heaven. The first is not in itself evil. It's God's creation. But I am for eternity, and even now, a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. That's where my eternal, lasting citizenship is to be found. I am a citizen of that kingdom because of something else that is really alien to me, and that is the righteousness of my Lord Jesus Christ, his perfect obedience to God's law, and his obedience to suffering and death in my place. That righteousness of Christ is alien to me. It's strange to me. It's unnatural to me. And it is outside of me. It's Christ's own righteousness. But that alien righteousness of Christ has been put on me. I've been clothed with it in baptism. And so I stand clothed in the righteousness of Christ, his, not my own, but now it is my own. So it is an alien, foreign, strange righteousness. And it's exactly through that perfect righteousness, alien to me, that I have become an eternal citizen in his kingdom of heaven. And so we pray for the coming of that kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.